Jay Ray, welcome back to Press Pass.
Hi, Eileen.
Well, something you and I both were able to cover last week involved the non-renewal for Oracle Charter School here in Buffalo. SUNY saying no to renewal because of low student performance and several other factors.
So, yeah, the state is recommending Oracle not have its charter renewed, that they be closed at the end of the school year in June. Oracle has been around since 2005. It's located in one of the mansions along Delaware Avenue there, has roughly 300 kids in grades 9 to 12. The report, you know, outlined, as you mentioned, a number of reasons for non-renewal, but basically it said that Oracle is not meeting its academic goals or its mission as a college preparatory school. The school will have a chance to argue. That's scheduled for January 25th. They'll meet before SUNY trustees who authorize charter schools. And this isn't really uncommon. Both of us remember recently, within the past 5 years, this Pinnacle Charter School did not have its charter renewed. Community Charter School did not have its charter renewed. In both cases, there were lengthy court battles before they finally closed.
And it's certainly unfortunate, but the problem that happens here, even though they're going into this round of appeal on the 25th, is that SUNY looks back at the last 5 years, I guess. So whatever they've done right now, which they both told us when we met with them, they've made some discipline behavioral issue changes for the students and helping the teachers in the classroom because they've had a lot of teacher turnover. It's not enough time for SUNY to say yes.
Yeah, and I think it's worth noting this comes at a time when there's been a lot of activity with charters in recent months. Two new charters open in Buffalo this year. Two more are scheduled to open next year, and there are at least two more in the pipeline. And if you remember, back in September, the Buffalo Board of Education asked the state for a moratorium on new charters. That was denied, but as recently as a few days ago, SUNY trustees have acknowledged that they need to think about its renewal policy for charters that are doing only marginally better than district schools.
Jay, another story that you recently covered of much interest is a situation at City Honors and the non-teacher duties that the teachers are conducting there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a labor dispute over at City Honors right now. A little background, the teachers union a number of years ago filed a grievance over City Honors teachers being forced to perform non-teaching duties. That would be monitoring lunches or supervising study halls or watching the front sign-in desk. Those are duties required of most teachers at every other Buffalo school. But historically, City Honors teachers have been exempt from that, a practice that dates back since its beginnings when it was a much smaller school. An arbitrator sided with the teachers union, as did a judge when the district appealed. So the school district will now be forced to pay roughly $600,000 a year for 16 teacher aides at City Honors who won't perform those non-teaching duties.
A lot of money for them to come up with, again, from the district side. How are they going to resolve this? Because they mentioned they were going to let some teachers go at the school, which, of course, they probably don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, the district said in order to cover the cost, it would have to cut roughly 6 teaching positions. That would create problems at the school, you know, grow class sizes, eliminate some electives. No one wants that. So they've come back together and kind of they're trying to figure out now how they can settle this. And it sounds like both sides want to settle this and come to some kind of agreement.
And unfortunately, it kind of brings out this elite type of thing that happens at City Honors. They've gone through so much with school choice that now if they give preference to those teachers, it's really unfair to the rest of the schools.
Yeah, I think that is the major issue for the district. They don't want to spend money on that would be for only one school, something, you know, privilege for only one school.
Jay Ray, thank you so much for joining us.
Eileen, thanks a lot.